But in the ultimate issue, they were not able to control because they were not devotees of the Lord. So by the process of devotion service, when one achieves love of God, then one is actually able to fulfill the purpose of the Shiva. Right.
Open explain only Manusho Begaha. Any of you? You? Manusho Begaha, especially. What is Manusho Begaha? Mind and eye?
Mind.
And how can we control mind? And what is called Manusho Begaha is vague of mind, means current of mind. How is, what is this? Anyone can? Anyone? Where is that? Where is Jayadev Prabhu? Where is Jayadev? What is mind's current, mind's base, knowledge? What is that thing that we are going to control? What is that? And what are the effects of mind wave? Wave means?
Arjas.
Arjas. What is mind of? What do you mean by that? Yes, sir, explain.
The urge is to mind sankalpa and vikalpa, acceptance and rejection. So ultimately, we can only control the mind. We transcend these things and become on the level of the Atma. And that Atma is to serve Krishna. Only with us, without ulterior motives, and then we can control the mind.
What?
When the soul is spontaneously attracted to chanting, remembering about Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu, then the mind can't be deviated from its acceptance and rejection. One transcends its material duality, and then we can say one is controlled the mind.
Vrindavan Vilasri can explain. Oh, shine, very shine. You can go under ground, like Sita. You should have stand up and tell. You, what is?
Vinod Bani.
You can come here earlier. Achata, go on. The evils, root of all the alerts, also the root of all offenses is mind. The main root of all the evils And also, the root of all goods, good things, is mind. Mana yo manushyanan karna bandhana mokshaye. Mind is the cause of all the evils, and thus coming to this world and being opposite to Krishna and thus going to hell. Mana eva manushyanam karan bandhana mokshaye. Also the cause of salvation is mind. We at first in mind do sankalpa and vikalpa, means
accepting and rejecting.
Accepting and rejecting. First this by mind, desires coming in our heart. In my mind, our mind. If mind is not good, impressed by all kinds of idols, then it will take us to hell. In bandhan, bandhan means birth and death, rolling in this. So all the roots of the, all the evils to have any desire, worldly desire. At the time of death you are desiring anything, you have to go again to test all these things, what you have made up in your mind at the time of death. Like Bharat, he was the king of all whole world at that time. And in the age of 50,000 years, at that time he was young, quite young, at the age of 50,000 years age. He had so many sons, daughters and wives, but he was so much detached from that. He left his home, father, mother, wives and children, and went in deep, deepest forest. And he began to do austerity or the aradhana. Aradhana of Bhagavan. Aradhana means
worship.
What do you mean by worship? Not worshipping like that. We chant, remember, and doing all things for bhakti. It is aradhana. He engaged himself in that. Chanting, remembering, and all other things. Practicing bhakti yoga. At last, you know that this history, that he was charmed by, attracted by any child. He was drowning in the river. His mother was dead. And he saw that the dear child was sinking and coming out. He became piteous towards that. He at once ran and he took that dear child in his lap and he said, but he was so much charmed, always serving him by cow milks and others, like a mother, and gradually his aradhana was lessening, bhakti yoga was lessening. And the attraction to the child was growing. Now he became some more assets, and he was running here and then there. That's clear. One day, a crowd of deers came and he saw that they were all his sajati. Sajati means?
Same caste.
Same caste. All deers. And he ran after them and missed among them. And he became oversight. He went running here and there. He was searching, waiting, where is my son that deer? At the same time, death came. And he was thinking so deeply for that, regretting and weeping for that child. So when he was dead, then he became deer next. So we should not be attached so much like he was as that. He was a bhakti yogi and he had come up to the stage of bhav. That is you. That is why he was only in three births. He was again came in the same stage of bhakti and he has brought back to life. But we are not in that stage. So mind is the root of evil. If in your mind, like Ajami, at the time of death, he remembered for the child's name was Narayan. The effect was that he galloped his death and he was saved from death, dying. And he heard the dialogue between Yamadut and Vishnudut. Yamadut and Vishnudut was some understanding?
Messenger of Vishnu and messenger of Yama.
And then he went to the Dwarka, took bath in Ganges. And he was now remembering all the Narayana mantra. And after that, same messenger of Vishnu came, Narayana came, and they took up him to the right. So you are seeing the effect of mind. One of Bharat, he came down and fall. Ajami, these are the effects of the mind. So if you have so many requirements, first it will come in mind. And if it is fulfilled, then you will be attached in them. And if not fulfilled, then anger will come. And it will destroy all. If you want to do bhajan, if you want to serve Krishna, if you want to serve Guru and Vaishnava, first try to control this mind. We can control easily our foods, what we eat. We can check ourselves, taking eggs, meat, and so many things we can control. But it is very hard to control mind. In Gita it has been told that vayu-reva-sa-duṣkaram.
Chanchalahi-mana-krishna-brahmāthi-vallabha-dhuram-dassaham-nidhyāna-manne-vayu-reva-sa-duṣkaram.
I think that you have already read it. So it has been told. Mind is more powerful than wind. Can you conquer wind? Your wind means what? Yes, so try to do like this.
Lock your nose.
Lock your nose and also lock your mouth. And keep some cotton in your tightly for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes and see. you will act on the. So it is very hard to control this by wind. And mind is more powerful than mind is more powerful than wind. Anyone can, yogi can conquer wind. That will say like this. No? 100 years, 200 years, 5,000 years. They will not die. This is called Rochak. This is called Jog. Patanjal Jog. By this, anyone can control their this air. And they will sit like this. How then you are? A yogi? He sat on the yog when Mahabharata was going on. He saw that in Kurukshetra the battle was going on. And he sat on in Himalayas for 5,000 years controlling this wind. Or after 5,000 years, when he awoke and saw, he asked, what became of the battle of Mahabharata? I saw that they were fighting. But now, then to whom he told, he replied, oh, it has gone 5,000 years. Say, yogi can control. Who is yogi? Like Sauvari Rishi. In Vrindavan he was like this, controlling his all these things. He used to stand up in the Jamuna water, whether in summer, whether in winter or in, quite naked. Always controlling mind and seeing Paramatma here, realizing. But yet he could not control his mind. You know? He saw two fishes. They were playing. And then he was inspired by this, that I should marry. And he went to Mandata Rishi and ordered that I want to marry your 50 daughters. He said that I cannot do, because tomorrow I have managed for a swayambar. Swayambar means? So many things. So many kings, son, Rajkumars, what is?
Princesses
come. You should come in that assembly. And if my daughter are ready to marry you, they will give God in your name. I cannot do. They are free to do, to select any husband. India, it was at first like this. Then he, hearing this, he became so happy and he was smiling and
laughing
so much. Oh, you are cheating me. I know. You are saying that I am very old and black
and ugly.
Your daughters will not like me as husband. So you are telling me, oh, I want to see them at once. Take me to your palace. I want to meet them. Okay, you can go. Come on with me. And he took them. And he became very beautiful, more than lakhs and lakhs princes. So beautiful. At the age of 16 he became. So lovely, attracting face and everybody. He told that, I will come tomorrow and you can keep me government or not, it depends on you, but I am now going. The all daughters of King were telling, no, just now you want to marry. Because they were all actions they did, Brahman in his neck, and concept that we want to marry at once, no delay of 1 minute. He was so much astonished. I want that he should be married with one daughter at the same time all. Understood what I told? In the same time, each girl will marry you separate. If he can be divided into 50 parts and within the 50 sovereign, then the treatment. So at once, in the same time, in the evening, he became 50 sovereigns. So beautiful. He made by his the effect of the tapasya that 50 Raj palace were there. More beautiful than Indra Bhavan, you know, like more than Swarga. And all kinds of materials were there for enjoyment. At once, very well, then he became 50 somebody. And he took each in separate, last palace. And he enjoyed them 10,000 years. 10,000 years he was in Jamuna, in his austerity, and now he 10,000 years with all his wives. After one day, in the evening, any of his wife told that now it is evening, you should do your Anni, you know, like we do, three times in a day.
Chanting Gayatri.
Gayatri mantra and follow them. Oh, now it is evening, night. What? Lost my 10,000 nights, years, nights. In my yoga there, and 10,000 years with all these ladies and sons, like so many. Sons, nephews and natural sons, like this. I never thought that it is night. Certainly it is today is night. I have lost my all decay, my age and my all austerities. Now I should go. I have done so many offenses in the Lord of Seat of Garuda. I have done so many offenses. And other thing is that I am the most supreme person. I can do anything. But now I am so sorry for this. I have lost my time. Now I say, go and take the shelter of any good Vaishnava and go. Then I can cross all these things. And then I can control my mind. And then I want to now go to any Vaishnava. Then he left all these things, his wife and children and all this. And went to a very qualified group, Vaishnava, took initiation. And he sat in Vrindavan and it was unseen, unknown by anyone. Living all the jokes, trying to control Maya and trying to control air and mind active. Now he came in the right position. And very few times, very soon, he became Vaishnava and he crossed the birth and grave and went to Vaishnava. So, mind is so mighty. that even if we can control wind, this, but we cannot control this. So how to control? It will not be controlled by any practice of yours. Not by any yoga, not by austerity, not by fasting. You can do 1 day, 2 days, 3 days of fast. And after that, the full power again you will take all these things. So we should not try to control mind like this. We should try to go to a bona fide guru who has controlled all these things, who can see all the ladies like mother, daughter and sister. Know what?
Lust
at all. Everything has done, he has given in the lotus feet of Krishna. He will tell that you should try to serve Krishna. And at first you should serve your Gurudev, then Vaishnava. And they will give you Krishna praise, the service of Krishna. You cannot control your mind by another means. You can control only by the means of chanting Hare. Mere chanting of Hare Nama will not do. Unless you are under any supervision of any good Vaishnava, mere chanting. I think that so many persons are chanting, remembering, doing not. But if they are free, if you will give your freeness, and they will come in the guidance of any good Vaishnava, then you can control. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, Rupa Goswami has told. Yeah? If you control your bacha veg, that is tongue, then you can easily control mind. So first he has said bacha. I want to explain the bacha veg tomorrow. You should be prepared. 1 month day I will tell. Very carefully you should try to take it. And establish this. Try to always chant. Hear Harikatha. First, we should try to hear Harikatha from any bona fide Krishna. Saravani first, then Krishna. Not only we are reading will do. Not casual. People not do. They cannot give Sapta Brahma. Shri Jaya Bhagavat Para Vaishnava Vaishnava. Yes, to be a bona fide Vaishnava. Easily you can control. Pacha Ved, Mansa, and all the Vedas. Then making disciples, this desire will also go away. Like Sukhdev Goswami. Like Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Like all other Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But automatically all will be disciples of that person. We all know that Rupa Goswami is the only one. You know any disciple of Sarupa Damodar to whom he has given diksha and sacred fire? We know that only Raghunath Das Goswami is his disciple. Real disciple, but you never get diksha like that. So following the words, following the orders of Gurudev and persuading him, how he was that? What is his thoughts? What is his philosophy? How he thinks? How he does bhajan? If he accept that, that is this is the disciple. Otherwise. So I think that tomorrow I will discuss about Bhatu Vegam, I told Kumar this day, Manusha Vegam. He used to try to realize all these things, try to follow. In one place, he used to be bona fide Vaishnava. He used to make this on an object that we will follow Rupa Goswami, Jagannath Das Goswami. We will follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is enough for me. I cannot speak more.
বৈরাগপুর বলে যে কালকে সকালে পাঁচটার সময় বাস আসবে, সবাই রেডি হয়ে থাকবে। বৈরাগপুর বলে দিন, বলে দিন
টুমারোস
প্রোগ্রাম।
আই ফাইন্ড ফার্স্ট উইল কাম
রেডি,
উই উইল ডু কীর্তন হিয়ার আফটার আরতি, উই উইল সিট হিয়ার ইন নমামি স্মরণ হাউ কীর্তন উইল বি ডান জাস্ট অ্যাবাউট 5 hours, between 5 hours, we will advance our passage. I think that you should arrange your 2 persons in each bus, each door, one and one. They will see that the those whose names are registered
or not,
they should give given sheets first. And after that, some persons want to come for one. So they should be given the sheet there. There should be no problem for the registered names. Understand? Person you should out engage, whether ladies are Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Kulvidya, yourself, and you can engage any of the young persons. Then give them shifts and do it. Janata Prabhu is here?
Janata Prabhu.